Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. How you doing, everybody? Hope you're having a wonderful Super Tuesday edition of the show. All right, so why does Clemson fan say that Christians do not exist? Why does that Clemson fan say that Christians do not exist outside of a tiger paw? Isn't that sacrilegious? Absolutely, Texter. Another texter says, Dabo wins. He always finds a way to win. Maybe a hidden baseball bat. Clemson fans are reaching, pulling, scratching, clawing for any possible way in a no-weapons-allowed fight that Dabo could get by Javon Kinlaw. I'm not even sure that Jadeveon Clowney can get by Javon Kinlaw, but somebody had to be the one seed and somebody had to be the two. Lonzo on the Twitter poll, and look, we're taking your votes on the text as well, okay? So Twitter and text are equal, but thus far on the Twitter poll, 52% Javon, 48% Dabo Swinney. This is nuts, absolutely positively nuts. So I was looking at this, and I thought this was fascinating, right? And I saw this, I saw like something that showed kind of the NBA champions of the last 8 years, right? And it said, look at the third best player on these teams that won the NBA championship. And the last 8 years, another way of saying the modern NBA, the third best player on all these teams was really good. So it just, you know, they flashed a graphic and they show you the third best player on the last eight NBA champions. And it doesn't take long for you to do the mathematical equation in your head that says, yeah, to win the NBA championship in the modern era, your third best player has to be able to play like a star. 2012, the third best player of the NBA champion was Chris Bosh. 2013, Chris Bosh. 2014, the third best player on the San Antonio Spurs, Kawhi Leonard, was named Finals MVP. 2015, the third best player on the champion, Draymond Green. 2016, the third best player, Kevin Love. 2017, the third best player, Klay Thompson. 2018, the third best player, Klay Thompson. 2019, the third best player, All-Star, Kyle Lowry. Kawhi Leonard, number one. Pascal Siakam, number two. Kyle Lowry, number three. Look at this, folks. Unanimously, the last 8 years, the NBA champions had a player that either was a star, Chris Bosh, Klay Thompson, Kyle Lowry, or had the potential to play like a star. Kevin Love, Draymond Green, had the potential to play like a star. What does that mean for us this year? Folks, I, according to this, have whittled down the NBA champion to three, perhaps four teams, and that's it. So let's go through, shall we, the top 10 or 11 teams in the NBA. Boston Celtics, do they pass the mustard? Three best players, number one, Kemba Walker, number two, Jason Tatum, number three, Jaylen Brown or Gordon Hayward. Can Brown or Hayward play like a star? Yes. Boston gets the check. 76ers, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons are one and two. The third best player is Tobias Harris. Can Tobias Harris play like a star? Judgment call, I said no. Toronto, three best players. Pascal Siakam, number one. Kyle Lowry, number two. Fred VanVleet, number three. Is Fred VanVleet a star? Really good player, 18 points a game. Not yet, in my opinion. Next up, the Denver Nuggets. Three best players. Number one, Nikola Jokic. Number two, Jamal Murray. Third best player, Will Burton or 35-year-old Paul Millsap? No. Utah's up next. Three best players, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and Bojan Bogdanovic. I can never say that guy's name right. Or Mike Conley. You can pick between those two. Bogdanovic or Conley? No. Milwaukee, best record in the NBA, right? Heading into the bubble. Three best players, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton. Third best player, Eric bled so much that he needed a transfusion. No. No for Milwaukee. No for Milwaukee at all. The LA Clippers, three best players, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and your choice of Lou Williams or Montrezl Harrell. Yeah, they've got it. Houston Rockets, three best players, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Eric Gordon, waiting to get Eric Gordon back from injury. Borderline, but I think Eric Gordon can play like a star over a series, so I give Houston the check. Dallas Mavericks, three best players, Luka Doncic, Kristaps Porzingis, third best player, Tim Hardaway Jr., Big Red X Family Feud style. Do not have the third best player that you need. Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Goran Dragic. Maybe. Depends on the level Goran has given you in the playoffs. Indiana, P.J. Warren, Victor Oladipo, Malcolm Brogdon. Remember, they don't have the services of Donatas Sabonis, who had a serious injury. He left the team. Malcolm Brogdon is the third best player. I say no. Oklahoma City, Chris Paul, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Third best player is either Danilo Gallinari or Steven Adams. I say no. Folks, if the previous eight seasons, oh, and one more team, how could I forget? The LA Lakers, how could I forget these guys? Three best players in the Lakers, LeBron one, Anthony Davis two, number three, Kyle Kuzma. Folks, the Lakers have three players that average in double figures. Three. Kyle Kuzma averages 12 points a game. Not good enough. If the last 8 years of NBA champions, if the modern era of NBA champions is any indicator whatsoever, the NBA champion this year is going to come from this group of teams, the Celtics, the Clippers, or the Rockets. Miami, I gave a flip of the coin to because Goran Dragic in spurts can, I think, still play like a star. But your third best player, has to be pretty good if you're going to win the NBA championship the next 8 years. Now, streaks are meant to be broken. No doubt about that. Streaks are meant to be broken. But what this tells you is that for the Lakers to win the championship, Kyle Kuzma's got to become a star. He has to play like a star. Have you seen that? I have not. Right? Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell, those guys look like stars when they're in the game. Fred VanVleet, not there yet. Tobias Harris, too inconsistent. The Celtics have it, though. Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown. Whose fourth best player is better than the Celtics' number four, Gordon Hayward? I mean, that's their fourth best player. Unbelievable. Celtics, Clippers, Houston, or Miami, if what we've seen in the recent NBA, the modern era of the NBA, is to tell you anything, it's that one of those four teams is going to be the NBA champion this year. This study eliminates the Bucks, and it eliminates the Lakers, two of the three biggest favorites to hoist the Larry O'Brien this year. All right, coming up next, really excited about it, man, really excited. He is the new co-host of Keyshawn, J. and Zubin on ESPN Radio. He's the first number one overall draft pick that I've ever had the privilege of interviewing. Keyshawn Johnson joins us next, right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Well, he doesn't know this, but I love our next guest. Number one, we're both straight shooters who care more about being honest than being politically correct. He also doesn't know that I grew up as a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, the losingest franchise in the history of professional sports. And I saw my team at the age of 24 win a Super Bowl in large part because of his contributions. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been a fan for a number of years, and he is the brand new co-host of ESPN Radio's new morning show that you'll hear right here on ESPN Upstate beginning on August 17th, Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin. Number one overall pick in the 2006 NFL Draft, Keyshawn Johnson joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Keyshawn, greatly appreciate you making the time, man. How are you?
What's up, boss?
I'm doing well, man. Yourself?
I'm good, man. Just trying to figure out how to beat the hurricane now that I'm here in New York.
I was going to ask you about that. So you're an L.A. guy. How is the West Coast to East Coast move treating you so far?
It's good. I mean, I remember I played here in New York. So
yeah,
it's not, you know, my wife's from here. I played here in New York. It's fine. I mean, I was here, traveled back and forth to New York for 10 years on Countdown. I'm good. I'm all in.
You know, I'll tell you, Keyshawn, I'm much more of a night guy than a morning guy. I'm grateful that we get to host 3 to 7 in the afternoon every day. 6 a.m. East Coast time is 3 a.m. Pacific. A 3 a.m. Pacific show might have a 1 a.m. wake-up call. Are you having any second thoughts about this decision?
Remember, I'm putting myself in a position so that my body clock and time shifts to the East Coast.
Yeah.
So, you know, I won't have to necessarily worry about it.
Hey, Keyshawn, I did the morning show for 14 years. I just want to know how you feel about naps. Naps are very important.
Well, yeah, and you remember now, I did the morning show out of L.A. for 4 years, just, you know, I'm coming over from a morning show at 6 to 10 a.m. same time, different coast. So I still had to get up to get into the studio at around 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning. And that's the same that I'm going to have to do here, 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning.
I used to say when I hosted a morning show, Keyshawn, that I never got used to getting up that early. I just got used to being damn tired all the time. How did you pull it off?
Man, you got to work out. You got to train. You got to eat. Your body got to be right. You can't just all of a sudden be one of those.
Yeah, that was my problem.
That, you know,
that was my problem. One of those, the body has never been right.
Sports talk radio guys sitting around with a pop belly, eating cold hot dogs and warm beer.
I didn't know, Keyshawn, you were going to be able to describe me so accurately here in our few minutes together. But you're doing a great job. Super Bowl champion, 3-time Pro Bowler, Keyshawn Johnson joining us here on the show.
Well, no, I didn't describe it because I don't know what you look like, but I've seen some of those sports talk radio guy.
I just got to say, you described him perfectly. You're absolutely right. That's exactly what he looks like.
I can't beat your description of me there, Key. I can't do it. So Keyshawn, how did you celebrate this news? Where were you when you found out that you were going to be the new morning show co-host of a brand new show on ESPN Radio that can be heard right here on ESPN Upstate? Tell me what that experience was like for you.
Well, I kind of knew it was coming down the pipeline back in February, so to speak. You know, we were having dialogue conversations about potentially moving east to take over the morning radio as well as NFL Live in the afternoons starting on August 17th as well. So once those conversations kind of evolved, I kind of knew, okay, let me start to position my mind so that I could, you know, kind of know that this may be something that makes all the sense in the world for me and my family. I just got to check with the wife and the kids who, you know, obviously were not very happy, but, you know, they've kind of came along now. Like they said, we're doing this for you.
That's fantastic, man. That's fantastic. It's unbelievable to have that family support. Keyshawn and Lonzo, if you would, if we can get that Travis Johnson clip ready. We had Travis Johnson on yesterday, former Florida State Seminole, Houston Texan, San Diego Charger. And Keyshawn, Travis expressed serious doubt that the NFL is going to be able to pull this off without doing what the NBA is doing within a bubble. I'd like to play this short clip for you right here and get your thoughts.
You know, I've been saying from day one, it's not going to take the entire organization. All you're going to need is the essential people, the players, the coaches, and the support staff as far as equipment guys and the medical trainers. But outside of that, you don't need anybody else. You want to hire a chef, you don't need to. You find the person at the hotel. I think the crazy part is they could do the same thing in Orlando, and all it would cost, really, I mean, outside of putting up approximately 100-some people a day, it'll cost you a few extra flights. I mean, you just got to look at it and say, you know what, it's a 4-month training camp, and we'll treat it as such. Major League Baseball, one team had 14 guys pop positive in a single day, and they don't even touch each other. They touch an object 3 inches wide that goes amongst each other. And there's no way with all of the bodily fluids on each other, all of the breathing on each other, that this will work. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to do it. I don't see it working without a bubble.
Keyshawn, how are they going to do this? How are they going to make this work? I hope they're not being arrogant and just saying, we're the NFL, it's going to work. I'm really concerned that we're not hearing any bubble plans, Keyshawn.
It certainly would help the situation if there were bubble plans, but there's not any bubble plans. So we know there's not any bubble plans. At the end of the day, you know, let's see how it goes. At the end, if somebody's going to get COVID, okay? We all know there's going to be too many players, too many coaches, too many people around. Guys are not in a bubble. Somebody's going to get it. But do I believe that it'll shut the league down? No, I don't believe so. I think that they will quarantine who they need to quarantine, bring in who they need to bring in, just like they're doing now with the guys that either contracted it or been around people. They're putting them on a 14-day COVID deal, and then they'll be right back. Coach Pete, he'll be right back. Philadelphia Eagles will have their coach back with no problem at all.
If I put dinner on the line with you, Keyshawn, on whether the NFL will see the conclusion of its season this year, what side are you on?
I'm on the side that they will see it.
Wow.
I'm on the side that they're absolutely going to see it. They're not going to not see it through. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Keyshawn Johnson, former number one overall pick, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Keyshawn, I'd like to dig deep here in your football playing memory bank. On what occasions was a coach the happiest with you and the angriest with you? If you can share a couple stories with us.
The happiest and the angriest?
Yeah, in your playing career.
Most of my coaches are always, they were coaching, so I never took anything to heart, you know? So it wasn't like I felt like they were angry at me or dissatisfied with me or didn't like me. I never felt that way. So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's weird because coaches, you know, the reason, and I learned this from Bill Parcells, as Bill would always say, you know, the reason he's in the position he's in is because of guys like us. And so when you say that, I kind of believe that and take that to heart.
I like that. I like that. What do you think, Keyshawn, is the biggest misconception fans have about what it's like to play in the NFL?
Well, that's one of the things that I'm glad I'm going to be able to share with fans on the morning show starting on August 17th, is that they think that it's just easy. They think it's spoiled. They think that guys get their way. They really don't understand how dedicated and hard work, how much hard work it takes to be put in a position of, to succeed. And it's our job to be able to explain that to them so that they can stop having this notion that it's easy to just do and anybody can do it. You know, and I tell people all the time, I say, you know, it ain't for everybody. It's not for everybody. It's one of the hardest things to do is run up and down the field and catch balls and tackle and make field goals and throw the passes. It's one of the hardest things to do.
What do you plan to bring to this new ESPN Radio morning show, Keyshawn?
Well, I plan on being myself and who I am, not losing sight of that, being very candid, being very open and honest, sharing my experiences. And you know, that's kind of what I plan on doing.
Yeah, I think that's going to go really, really well. I think sports media in general, Keyshawn, has a lot of guys. You see this in local markets too, Keyshawn. You're worried about losing your access if you're critical of the home team. So what I find myself really gravitating toward are the people like yourself that I know I'm going to get the skinny from, right? It's why I love Charles Barkley so much as an NBA analyst, because I know he's already sacrificed his friendship with Michael Jordan because he felt a greater responsibility to be honest on the airwaves. He's also really, really funny, and that helps. But I think, Keyshawn Johnson, I truly believe that your candor and your forthrightness is really going to be a wonderful fit on this show. So how did the excitement from this compare to the excitement of being drafted number one overall?
It's still competitive. It's still competition. I wasn't a player who worried about what everybody else did. That was never who I was and never who I'm going to be. And that's the same way I feel in radio and television. I don't look over and see what some other network is doing. I could care less. I'm going to do what I need to do and do my part, because you're going to leave them to come to me. Just like teams had wide receivers, they didn't have me. They had guys, they didn't have me, though. They had guys that wore numbers and caught balls. They did not have me.
No, they didn't. They
and
did not
the
have
same
you.
Way I feel, and that's the same way I feel about other networks with other talent on them. Yeah, the guy may be great, and he may have had a base because he's been there 10 years, but he's getting ready to lose some of that base to us. Because we're going to be different.
I love it, man.
And that's the God honest truth. And somebody was asking me the other day about a competition in the same time we were on. And I was like, I don't even know who that guy is because I don't care. I said, okay, that's good. He screams and hollers and he talks sports. Okay, that's good. I don't know him and it doesn't bother me. I hope he continues to be successful. And they thought I was basically taking a shot at him. And I'm like, no, I literally don't know him.
Keyshawn Johnson, former number one pick, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, Keyshawn, I'd like to give you a chance with one answer to pick your former team that you can fix with your answer to this question. The Jets or USC? Your choice, how would you fix either one?
I think I can fix the Jets faster than I could. Well, I don't. I think I can fix. I think the Jets need fixed. USC doesn't necessarily need fixed. They just need to get their act together. The Jets got to get fixed. Jets got a lot of little internal issues going on right now. You know, I'd take a look at the head coach. You know, I think Joe Douglas would do a good job with the personnel, but I got to take a look at Adam Gase.
I got to take a hard look at him, like really, really hard.
Keyshawn Johnson joining us. We'll close to you, with you today, Keyshawn, with some quick rapid-fire questions. What's more fun overall, radio or football?
Radio, because I don't get hit.
Your favorite Netflix show?
I don't watch Netflix.
Good for you. Probably better. It's a colossal time waster, but I'm guilty as charged. Absolutely guilty as charged. The corner that everyone knows that had no chance going against you?
Oh, God. All of them.
Okay, well, this question comes in from our listener, Hunter. Who was the toughest cornerback you went up against?
I would say the toughest had to be Hastings from Kansas City.
Really? What made him so tough?
Yeah. He was big, he was strong, physical. Sean Springs was tough from Ohio State, Seattle Seahawks.
You have really endeared yourself to my producer now, who's a KC and an Ohio State fan. Keyshawn, I'll never forgive you for that, but I appreciate what you're saying. I do.
Ty Law.
Yeah. This question coming in from Grayson, what was the hardest stadium to play in? And why was it Lambeau Field? Do you agree with that? Lambeau Field, hardest one.
No. The hardest stadium to play in might have been like Buffalo, because I was so worried about getting hit with frozen batteries.
That is brutal. That is brutal. So you would you see them landing around you?
When I stood next to Brian Cox one year and got hit in my head. Oh, I happen to have my helmet on.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That is crazy. Well, it certainly didn't do any damage to prevent you from what you're going to do next. Folks, he debuts on the brand-new national ESPN Radio morning show, Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin, August 17th, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can hear it right here on ESPN Upstate. Alongside hundreds of stations nationwide. Keyshawn, my first chance getting to chat with you. Thoroughly enjoyed it, man. All the best moving forward with this new venture. And to you and your family, good luck with the new move. Happy belated birthday to you as well. Thank you so much for making the time today, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate it very much. Keyshawn Johnson, number one overall pick of the New York Jets from 1996. To 1999, played for the Bucks 2000 to 2003, Cowboys 2004 and 2005, and the Carolina Panthers from in 2006, played for Carolina in an 8-8 year, my research told me earlier today. So really appreciate his time, and look, I think he's going to be a huge success because of part of what you heard, right? Like, he's really punchy. And he's got, like, you ask him a question, who is the hardest cornerback to go up against? And he, without pausing, without thinking, nobody, you have me. You have me, so the show's going to be great. You have me. And it just goes to show you, even at the age of 48, Keyshawn Johnson, you know, remember the book, Just Give Me the Damn Ball? Like, remember that? And he had, like, 800 and something yards receiving as a rookie on the Jets. That book, Give Me the Damn Ball, and he's never lost that fire and that attitude that made him one of the most successful receivers in the league. And Lonzo, you know what I like about people? I like people who, when you have them on the show, they are the exact person that you know them to be. Keyshawn Johnson is fiercely competitive, doesn't know us from Adam, and still joined us on the show. I'd love to have the chance to build a relationship with him. But he still has that chip on his shoulder, and you can hear it in his answers. And I thoroughly enjoyed that, man. Really did.
I don't know. I thought you were a little uneasy at a couple of times, but you settled down. I'm trying to figure out who has more of a chip, him or Billis, because it was kind of a very similar kind of interview in a way. I think Billis was just didn't want to do it, but Keyshawn just has that attitude that you're like, he may be too cool or too angry for me to talk to. I don't know. But I enjoyed the interview, and you're right.
No, let me tell you, I love that. I love that. And you know, when you do what we do, you interview different people that are in different moods, that are having different days. And I, you know, that was a different interview than somebody who's just so happy-go-lucky and gregarious. This is a super competitive guy that has a chip on his shoulder. And I honestly love it. I wish we had another half an hour, but I was really cognizant of his time.
I was going to say, I am curious to listen to the show to see if they balance it out. Because if one of those guys is more of a happy-go-lucky guy to balance out the, you know, the chippy and all that kind of stuff. Because
I'll tell you something interesting. I was reading an article about this show, and he's never met Zubin Mehenti. Never met him.
Yeah, I read that too. And I know how that works. Trust me. You and I both know how that works.
Yeah.
Never meeting someone, boom, you're doing a show. So obviously, I think that's just a radio thing, I guess.
Yeah, Lonzo and I met, 44 minutes before we went on the air together?
Something like that.
For the first time, we met 44 minutes first. We had not had two words together before we got on the air. So Keyshawn has never met the host of the show, and he's met Jay Williams, but he's never worked with Jay Williams. So look, you know, ESPN Radio's got to give them time to build that thing. And Zubin Mehenti has got to be Magic Johnson. He's got to be really, really deft at passing the ball to those two different experts, right? But, you know, what you've heard and what you've seen and what I've experienced in this industry is that if you are the non-athlete host, you have to be really, really good at passing the ball and managing egos. And I'm blessed to have gotten a lot of experience. You know, I felt, Lonzo, that my experience with Booger helped me with this last segment. I really do. So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that. I loved it. Would love to have him on again. Appreciate him so much, man. I really, really do. Good luck to Keyshawn and everybody. Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin on the brand new ESPN Radio Morning Show coming up on August 17th. All right, coming up next on the show, what would South Carolina Gamecock fans rather have, this or that? I'll explain when Offsides continues right after this. We are ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. If you missed our interview with Keyshawn Johnson, you'll be able to hear it again coming up at 6:20 this afternoon. So, look, for part of that interview, I felt like I was a cornerback going up against him. But he's exactly, I love it. What really throws me for a loop is when somebody isn't who I'm expecting them to be, right? Like Lonzo mentioned the Jay Billis interview. I hadn't spoken to Jay Billis, and we had Jay Billis on the show like in the first 2 or 3 months after we started. And on Twitter, he's this really kind of funny, very witty, very incredibly high intellect. You would expect that coming out of Duke. But I don't know if we got Jay on like a bad day or what it was, but he was very different from the Jay that I know. And this was my first time speaking to Keyshawn Johnson, but Keyshawn Johnson was exactly like I expected him to be. Lonzo, you've seen the rundown. How many questions do I have on that sheet, Lonzo? 20? 15?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. Why? Because I kind of could foresee what, you know, like, you know, he doesn't know you. Defensive chip on his shoulder. You know, you might need to roll through some questions there, right? Get him going, open him up a little bit. So hopefully we did that, and hopefully you enjoyed that, and we look forward to the brand new ESPN radio show on August 17th.
I'm disappointed I didn't get to ask him my question, is why did you fail on Dancing with the Stars?
I didn't even know he was on Dancing with the Stars.
And did you also?
Boy, I don't know if that's worse for me or worse for you that you're aware of that.
Yeah, well, I researched it. He also had a show on A&E.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was a reality show.
Keyshawn don't mess around, man.
Yeah.
He don't mess around, and he doesn't have a lot of time for BS.
You know, I knew all that, but I never saw anything about him doing a morning show. Anywhere. So
you know what's crazy? I said the same thing to our boss Mark Hendricks today, and I'm grateful that Mark corrected me, because I said, hey, what do you think? Should Lonzo and I give him advice on how to do radio? And he goes, well, he was the morning show host in LA. And I said, what? I didn't know that. I've only seen him on NFL Live. Like, you assume that when you see people on the ESPN NFL shows that that's what they do. But no, he's actually been the morning show host in
he
LA.
He also owns a couple Panera Breads. I know he owns at least one. Again, I researched into all this stuff he was doing. I never saw anything about radio. So I guess the people who are putting together the celebrity stuff just don't believe radio is important. But it wasn't on there anywhere.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't indeed. So Hunter and Grayson, hope you guys liked that we got to your questions here for Keyshawn on the show. I do want to ask you guys this. Whether you're a Clemson fan or a Gamecock fan, this question is from the perspective of a South Carolina Gamecock. And I have to believe that the right answer here is the one that people will pick. But judging from the looks of some of the polls that we post, Lonzo, I'm not so sure. Like, at last check, Javon Kinlaw and Dabo Swinney are 50-50 in a fight right now on the poll. Okay, 50-50. Can you believe that? Here's the question. You're a Gamecock fan. Would you rather an SEC championship or a win over Clemson? And allow me to expound upon this for just a minute here. If you say a win over Clemson, you are certifiably insane and you done lost your mind, child. Like, I've never understood being one of those people that says, you know, this nonsense. Oh, we could be 0-11, and as long as we beat Florida State, I'm happy. No, you're not. Shut up. No, you're not. You're going to be happy losing for three consecutive months, having your pride stomped on for three consecutive months. You're not happy at all. You want more than 3 hours of enjoyment out of your football season. You look forward to it all year, all right? 168 hours a week, 52 weeks in a year, and you only get 3 hours if you beat your rival and nobody else? My question, very, very simple. I saw somebody mention this on Twitter a couple weeks ago, Lonzo, and I could not believe the number of responses that I got that were, I'll take the win over Clemson. I was like, you guys, first of all, that's what's wrong with your program, number one. I mean, your priorities are way out of whack. Number two, you've never won an SEC championship. You know, you win the SEC championship, you can meet Clemson again in the playoff, even if you lost to them in the regular season. So the question is very clear and very simple for all you guys, all right? All of you guys. Would you rather, as a Gamecock fan, win an SEC championship or have a win over Clemson? And if you're answering this from the Clemson perspective, what should Gamecock fans want? A win over Clemson or an SEC championship? Let's see here. You suck fans should say an SEC championship here, but will they? Hashtag all in. The answer comes. Alonzo, this to me is the no-brainer of all no-brainers of all no-brainers. But I was looking at this online a couple weeks ago, and I could not believe, like, the level of pain is such right now, prescription pain for Gamecock fans. I couldn't believe the number of people that I saw that said they'd rather have a win over Clemson than an SEC championship. You done lost your mind.
That is a normal thing around here. I don't get it either. Hey, the SEC championship is definitely what you want. You want to win your championship because that means not only did you win that, you would have had to beat someone like Alabama, a team that historically you haven't beaten too many times. I don't get the mentality. But there's a time that Clemson fans would have said the same thing before they actually started winning national championships.
I don't get this mentality either. This is small-minded nothingness. And if you are a Gamecock fan and you'd rather be Clemson, you need to set new goals in your life. I mean, really. Like, you are setting the bar way too low. You made it to the SEC championship game. You've seen that it's possible to get there. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Lonzo. I'm not remembering the outcome of that game off the top of my head, but it didn't go well, did it? Was it a beatdown? It was Auburn versus South Carolina. It was a beatdown, wasn't it?
I believe you're right, but football seems like such a distant memory right now, unfortunately, that it's hard to remember any football at all.
So Lonzo is a USC fan, and he says, no, you want the SEC championship over a win over Clemson. As Gamecock fans, as Clemson fans, what do you think? What should Gamecock fans want here, and what do you want? There is no way that a win over Clemson could be worth more to you than an SEC championship. An SEC championship prints your pass to the college football playoff. I mean, a two-loss LSU SEC champion made it to the national championship game in the BCS era and won it. I believe that was over Ohio State, wasn't it? Sorry to bring that memory up for you, Lonzo, but I believe they beat the Buckeyes in the national championship game as a two-loss team.
I'm not a stat guy, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't remember that at all. All right, coming up next on the show, want your thoughts on that. Gamecock fan, a win over Clemson or an SEC championship. Coming up next on the show, if 2020 was a food, what would it be? We'll tackle that next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, All right, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Always enjoy bringing it to you. So before the break, we asked you the following question. If 2020 was a food, what food would it be? Some of the answers that are coming in, I've got a good one for you. You're not going to want to miss this. I've got a good one for you. But Alex says, if 2020 was a food, it would be gas station sushi. Incidentally, Alex, your text auto-corrected you from food to good. And you know how I did that? So it reads, if 2020 was a good, it would be gas station sushi. You know how I know it did that? Because when I was putting it on the rundown today, I didn't get it till the third time. And I was like, I know I pressed this right. Why the hell would it autocorrect to good? Same thing happened to me, man. Same thing. And then he says food. Yeah, I got it. All right. Next texter said, if 2020 was a food, it would be overcooked broccoli. Overcooked broccoli is what the food would be if a food was 2020. Michael Kyle Samuels tweets into the show. He says, good job on the interview with Keyshawn Johnson. I enjoyed it. Thanks so much, Michael Kyle Samuels. Truly appreciate it. Joe Carlotar tweets into the show, and he says that if 2020 was a food, it would be three-week-old haggis dug out of the dumpster. Lonzo, can you remind me what haggis is?
Haggis is a sheep's stomach stuffed with innards.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I don't recommend it.
You tried it, right?
Yeah, I did, and it took me a couple months to recover from it. So, yeah, it sounds about right for 2020.
Oh, my God, this is rancid. This is rancid. All right. I want to, and Zach Fain says, if 2020 was a food, it would be... Sauerkraut is the food that it would be. Texter says Gamecock fans should say the SEC championship, but I believe that these two in all likelihood would go hand in hand as Carolina would need that win. Another texter says even though Clemson isn't an SEC team, it will be nearly impossible for any SEC team to run undefeated through conference play as well. Had to elaborate. Appreciate the text, guys. Appreciate it very much. If 2020 was a food, what would it be? Lonzo and I will show you ours if you show us yours next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.